Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's start first with the development of Kenny Pickett. We're going to see him here in Atlanta on Sunday. Tell us your thoughts and what has Mike Tomlin been saying about his quarterback since he made the change from Trubisky to Pickett?
Well, Mike Tomlin, from the beginning, has been singing positive praises and then being all on board. And I don't know if that exactly matches up either with the fan perception of it, or the media perception of it, or the reality perception of it, in terms of almost led the league in interceptions after his fourth game, whenever the rest of the league had played twice as many games. But that being said, I think the eye test really is positive than his statistics are. And his stats have been a lot better the last 3 weeks. He hasn't committed a turnover since the Steelers' bye week. So I think there's a lot more optimism now than maybe there was 3 or 4 weeks ago. They came off a blowout loss to Philadelphia. They've been blown out in Buffalo in Kenny Pickett's first start. The month of October was sort of his debut month, and it wasn't all that good in terms of his numbers, in terms of the Steelers' results. But as Mike Tomlin would say, as you might be aware, he does a lot of cliches and a lot of Tomlinisms, the arrow is pointing up for Kenny Pickett. And we'll see. It's kind of interesting playing the Falcons, because I think by the time the end of the draft process, I think maybe – you put aside the fact that he went to Pitt, right? That sort of clouds everybody's perception of Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh, that they wanted Kenny Pickett maybe. I think that Desmond Ridder was sort of it was a horse race, come on the outside to be like the favorite of the fan base, and maybe thought to be the Steelers' first round pick when it came down to it. So it'd be interesting to kind of follow how his career plays out from this perspective in Pittsburgh compared to how Pickett's career plays out.
No Iron City light on tap at Mercedes-Benz this weekend, but they'd probably make $1 million, Carl, all the Steeler fans that are coming down. It is Chris Adamski with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Najee Harris nearly went for 100 a few days ago against the Saints, a little banged up against the Colts. Running the football, is that also helping out Pickett?
Yeah, the running game has been, you think of the Steelers, and again, from your perspective, more so than national perspective or whatever, the Steelers, this tough defense and running game, and in the last four seasons, you believe, they even had a couple playoff teams during the last four seasons, but before this one, they finished 30th or worst in rushing all four seasons. It's been kind of crazy how the Steelers haven't been able to do that. Their offensive line throughout the teams there, the 2010s, was one of the best in football, had a veteran group, and then they all kind of got old and retired and left, and all of a sudden they had to rebuild their offensive line. They couldn't get any holes. It was sort of a mess there for a couple of years, and even beginning of this year, you could say that. But finally, the run game's been a lot better. There's questions about Najee Harris, whether it's his being, whether it's a health situation, or whether it's in terms of, just the sophomore slump, or maybe even people saying it was a bad draft pick. Now I'm not ready to go that far yet, but Harris hasn't had the best season, and we've seen that a lot. The Steelers now had three backup running backs perform and rush to a higher per carry average than he has. So, but anyway, the point being overall, the running game has been better, and yes, that has helped Kenny Pickett look like a better rookie quarterback.
Chris, on my podcast, it's called In the Huddle. Brian Baldinger was talking about this being one of the best fronts in football, when healthy. Now, T.J. Watt's just coming back. We've talked about Cameron Hayward. Adams is a beast. Talk about this front and what they do to teams, opposing teams, because they got after Matt Ryan in their last contest, but they also get pass rush.
Yeah, there's a obviously you have T.J. Watt on the outside, and he was the reigning defensive player of the year. You know, if he can stay healthy and keep his track, you know, probably a Hall of Fame level type player. And Cameron Hayward's been an all pro type player here the last few years. Now he's getting older now. He's in his 12th season. But that's when the Steelers front seven has always been their strength defensively when they've had good defenses. You know, I guess they do have an all pro safety too. A cornerback, it seemed like they never have a top tier cornerback, but they've been able to get to that. They've led the league in sacks 5 years in a row heading into this year. Another thing that they're not really doing as well this year, maybe they have in the past. But you know, their defensive line is a veteran group. The one rookie in that group has been on IR the last three games. Devar and Leal from Texas A&M. But other than that, you have, like you mentioned, Montrevious Adams, Tyson Alualu was a first round pick way back in 2010, same year. Cameron Hayward was the next year. You have Chris Wormley's in his seventh year. You have a lot of older veteran type guys that know what they're doing, kind of savvy. And yeah, and when they've been able to get interior pass rush in from the outside, KJ Watt only has a half a sack in his three games since he returned from his IR stint. So really they haven't got the same dominant pass rush that they had maybe in years past, but when the Steelers defense is on, and it was on pretty well this past Monday night, at least compared to what it was the week before against Cincinnati. And you saw it and you saw some of the results of that.
We could have had T.J. Watt here in Atlanta. we went with another guy. It is Chris Adamski, guys, from TribLive.com up in Pittsburgh, breaking it down. So all that said, sometimes when you have guys that are so good at getting after the quarterback, to your point, can we run right at him? I mean, will we be able to run the football or not?
Yeah, and especially, I mean, the Falcons have there's been a lot of talk from, you know, Steelers defensive coordinator Terrell Austin, some of their players, Cameron Hayward, I mentioned, Miles Jack, a former Jacksonville player. In terms of it's unique. I mean, you have the read option, of course, with Mariota. You have a guy in Cordarrelle Patterson who's just a really unique runner. I mean, the run game is something that the Steelers face a lot of. They play, you know, Cleveland twice a year. They do face a lot of run-first teams, Baltimore twice a year. So that's always been kind of their job one. But again, last year they were last in the league in rush defense. So the Steelers have kind of gotten away from what the Steelers, quote-unquote, have been for a lot of the past, you know, 30 years or 50 years for that matter, in terms of having the running game and the run defense. So that's been kind of missing, but it's been better this year, and it'll be interesting to see, because this is like a, you know, every team, of course, is different schemes, different personnel, but I really think, you know, yes, the Ravens are a different type of running team because of Lamar Jackson than Cleveland is with Nick Chubb, but the Steelers have done a pretty good job against these real good running attacks, but you know, I think the Falcons are a totally different animal than what they're used to facing on a regular basis.
Chris Adamski joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline as we go behind enemy lines. Steelers in town to take on the Falcons on Sunday. Our coverage, by the way, begins right here at 11 o'clock, kicks at 1 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's the best thing the Steelers are doing? What are you hanging your hat on? What's their identity right now at this point in the season?
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I don't have a real quick answer for you. You know, traditionally, like I said, they've liked to stop the run, and they're better at that this year than they were. And I think this might be why they were 3-7, now they're 4-7, is I don't know if they do anything that great that stands out to me. Their pass rush has been something that, like I said, they led the league in sacks 5 years in a row. But this year, they had 7 sacks in the opener against the Cincinnati Bengals. T.J. Watt got hurt in that game, and they had 8 sacks over the next 7 games combined. So now he's back. It's been a little better. Alex Highsmith is up to 10 sacks in the season. So they're about a middle of the pack pass rushing team. They're about a middle of the pack run defense team. Depending on your metric, how you want to measure it, you know, they're certainly no better than average passing. And they're no better than average. I wish I had it. I'm not trying to avoid your question. And I think that's part of what's why the Steelers aren't, you know, with their customary spot and contending for a playoff spot this year, at least in the contending for division title, is because they're not that great at anything. And that's kind of what they really don't have an identity. I mean, their quarterback, of course, is different for the first time in 19 years. And that's part of why on offense they're a little bit different. But yeah, they're kind of searching for what they do well and trying to maybe lean on that.
Hey, just real quick, while we got you here, again, guys, wrapping up from Pittsburgh, it is Chris Adamski. The Ben Roethlisberger situation, we kind of had it really. There's no way to say goodbye. We kind of played it too long with Matt Ryan and obviously the trade of the Colts. How, if you go back and look at it, should they just move on from Roethlisberger? They just held on to it a year too long?
Yeah, you know, I think over the long term, that would have been better. I mean, I don't think they could have given – nobody. They were never going to win the Super Bowl last year, right? Mm-hmm. Let's face it. Now, they did get into that's sort of like the fan base last year was like, we should have just tanked the season. And there was sort of a point where they could have maybe we're talking March of 2021, sort of eaten some of these big cap hits they had, maybe taken their lumps last year, gotten a higher draft pick this year. They knew they got to get a new quarterback at that point. Ben was 39 last year. He came back from the elbow surgery in 2020. Steelers were 11-0 at that point, at one point that season, but really, really fell apart down the stretch. And it was time to move on. But at the same time, I mean, they made a run to the playoffs last year. They beat their arch rivals on the road in week 18 in overtime to get in the playoffs. It depends on what you define as a successful season, I guess. I mean, would you just throw away that season and say it wasn't worth anything? And it really isn't worth anything going forward. But, you know, they were competitive last year. So I don't know how you could, argue it and say they should have done this or should have done that. I guess going forward, they probably would have been better off turning the page earlier. But, you know, they like Kenny Pickett. They scouted him for years. Plays right next door, practices right next door. The Pitt does. They share the same facility. So they had a lot of intel on him, and they got their guy, and they think that that's the guy that's going to lead him back to promised land.
Chris, great job, man. Appreciate your work. Thanks for stopping by and going behind enemy lines with us. Should be an interesting game on Sunday. And, guys, you can check him out again online. Chris Adamski, thanks so much.
Take care. Have a good one, guys.
Cool. All right. Good stuff, man.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.